When I was researching 101 ways to help birds, I grew increasingly discouraged about the many, many ways our civilization harms birds. And people have been abysmally slow to do anything about even the most obvious causes of avian mortality, such as how very many birds and other wildlife are killed in collisions with automobiles. How many birds are killed on our highways each year? David Sibley, using fairly old figures from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, has an estimate on his webpage that cars may kill 60 million birds per year. In May 2014, researchers of an important study assessing the death toll published their findings in the Journal of Wildlife Management. They determined that the estimated bird-killing car collisions is much higher than previously believed, with a lower limit of at least 89 million and as many as 340 million birds per year. To me, it's always been rather a no-brainer why birds get hit. No natural predators achieve the speeds that many cars do, at least not in most areas, and of course, naive birds would have no clue what cars are. Even when the noise or sight of a car, or the reactions of other birds, or simple random chance do make a bird fly off in time to avoid a collision, it isn't necessarily a learning experience in and of itself that can easily be generalized to the next car. Scientists have been trying to work out the exact reasons why birds are so often killed in collisions with cars and airplanes. In one study for the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds released in December 2014, scientists set up brown-headed cowbirds in a virtual reality setup with a projected virtual car approaching at various speeds. They found that avoidance behaviors of the cowbirds were based on the bird's apparent distance from an object rather than its speed, and as the speed increased, the birds didn't initiate flight soon enough and would have collided had the vehicles been real rather than virtual. A somewhat similar study, published in PLOS One in February 2014, used turkey vultures and real vehicles to establish that birds flew off fairly easily in response to approaching vehicles going 37 miles per hour or slower. But when vehicles approached at 55 miles per hour, the vultures did not take off in time 17% of the time. One thing that does affect how quickly birds react to a vehicle is the speed limit on that stretch of road. A 2013 study conducted in France found that birds do adapt somewhat to traffic patterns. The higher the speed limit, the sooner they take flight as any car approaches. Even here, the birds may not be directly responding to a particular car's speed, but to their distance from that car or their flight initiation distance. On his webpage, David Sibley writes, "There's not much we can do about this source of bird mortality short of changing our driving habits." But his "short of changing our driving habits" is the operative phrase. One of the simplest yet most effective ways we individually can help birds is to drive at the slowest speed that is safe, courteous, and convenient. That little change both gives birds and other animals more of a chance to react and gives us more of a chance to adjust our driving to safely accommodate them. Slowing down also significantly improves our fuel efficiency, saving us money, reducing emissions, and conserving natural resources. When everyone slows down, it's also safer for people. So it's a win-win on every front except for alleviating that infernal need to speed that every element of our world fosters. David Sibley may be right that the American people will never be willing to change our driving habits, no matter how compelling the reasons. But I can only speak for myself, and that is why I drive at the slowest speed that is safe, courteous, and convenient. It's simply the right thing to do. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.